This is the Good Things Guy podcast with myself, Brendan DeCube, South Africa's very own Good Things Guy. I'm on a mission to change what the world pays attention to. I truly believe that there's good news all around us, and I spend my time hunting down and reporting on the best good news stories from South Africa and the world. In the Good Things Guy podcast, you'll meet these everyday heroes and hear their incredible stories. We are going to sue the South African government. Collectively. Did I get your attention? Well, it's time to make our government accountable for their crimes. This is something that I posted in February 2020. It was unimaginable what we would face over the next couple of weeks, the next couple of months, what would go on in our country. But on that particular morning, I woke up angry. And in that post, it's exactly what I said. I woke up angry. But I'm also an action guy, and I want to be an active citizen. The concept at the time was so unreal for me to think that I perhaps wanted to take on suing the ANC collectively, putting a class action lawsuit together, doing something to make our leaders accountable to their actions. Well, in the past couple of days, South Africa has seen massive looting, rioting. Our country, for a moment, felt like it was unraveling right before our eyes. I was afraid, just for a brief moment, I was afraid. That's until the thousands, if not hundreds and thousands of South Africans started standing up against the looting and the rioting and bringing a sense of hope back into our country, reminding us that we are stronger together. It was a beautiful story that was unfolding right in front of our eyes, but it left a question. What now? What next? What do we do going forward? Well, this morning across my desk, the Good Things Guy desk, came a link to, I don't know, a petition to sign up, a something. I clicked on it from Action South Africa, Action SA, you know, Herman Mashaba. It said, "We are calling on all South Africans that have been affected by violence and looting to share their stories with us and join our class action lawsuit against the ANC government." I'm joined today with Herman Mashaba and Advocate Gillian Benson to discuss this class action lawsuit, which I think is a beautiful way to hold our leaders accountable and to move forward as a country. Mr. Mashaba, Advocate Benson, welcome to the Good Things Show.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. And good afternoon, Brent. Brent, this initiative is not just beautiful. This action, it's more than necessary for South Africa. I never lived, imagined in my wildest dream that I can live in a country where government itself can be the one to destabilize society and destabilize the economy of the country. So it is for that reason that this action is not beautiful. It's an action that is more than necessary.
Mr. Mashaba, when I was speaking to Gillian just before the show, I brought up the fact that at this time, like South Africa is feeling incredibly hopeful right now. And we've got all these South Africans that have come together. But there's also this undercurrent, this discussion of people talking about the fact that what is the follow through? Like, what is the action? And it made me smile when this came across my desk this morning, because I feel like this is a step in the right direction. And it's serendipitous. I mean, your name as a political party is Action SA, and you're taking that movement forward by actually creating positive action that moves our country forward. I have to ask, when you founded Action SA, was that on your basis of what you founded it on? Is action and moving forward?
Well, absolutely. I think if you look at the foundation of Action SA as a political party, this is not a political party founded because Herman Mashaba had some brick idea and dream to one day become a leader of a political party. If you would ask me this question 7 years ago, so Herman, would you one day go into a public office? I would have said you must be smoking something. But because because of my love for the country and looking at my privileged position, I was no longer prepared to have the discussion over dinner parties. I've had enough of us as South Africans having our frustrations and ventilating them only at dinner parties. And I said to myself, Herman, if not you, who? And as you're aware, I had the privilege of serving as a mayor of the city of Johannesburg for 3 years. And that was a privilege in the sense that it gave me insights into the rot in our country, the corruption, the criminality of the ANC as a political party. And honestly, I think the last few months or so, I've been really looking at engaging the legal people here in South Africa mainly and abroad to say to myself, how can one actually position and actually expose this political party called ANC to the world that South Africa is actually being run and governed by a criminal enterprise, not a political party? And what is said about is this is the party of Nelson Mandela, who I've got immense respect for. But unfortunately, his political party has been hijacked and taken over by criminal elements. And obviously, during the discussion the last few days, last week in particular, when I engaged Advocate Benson and really came out with the idea of a class action, because we witnessed the property of South Africans being destroyed by the ANC. We witnessed President Cyril Ramaphosa and his security cluster abdicating that responsibility to protect our properties, our lives of South Africans, taking away our dignity. And this, for me, it's really what action is all about. And I think we are determined, and I can only really give credit to Advocate Benson and the team of fantastic lawyers in this country who are willing to say, let's really take this up. The days of the talking are over. This is the moment of action. And we glad that South Africans, businesses are coming forward. More legal brains are coming forward to say, we are going to take this criminal organization call ANC, and we're going to take it head on, and we will operate within the legal constitutional framework.
It does instill a little bit of hope. As South Africans, we all sat last week and we watched Durban was set on fire. KwaZulu-Natal was set on fire, and we were all watching from our homes, afraid, not knowing what was going to happen or how it would be fixed. Just before I get into this class action lawsuit and this idea that has been born out of that tragedy, Mr. Mashaba, what was it like being in Johannesburg? I'm assuming you were in Johannesburg while this was all happening. And knowing that you'd been part of the South African structure when you were mayor of Johannesburg, you were part of the government's solution to making South Africa better. And here we stand a couple of years later. And yes, you've started your own political party and you are about action and moving forward. But here we stand collectively as a nation watching our country burn. Was that quite hard to see?
It was breaking. You know, to go to bed every night, a broken man, because things are unfolding the way unimaginable. And we operated like we had no government in South Africa. This reminded me of scenes we witnessed happening in Somalia and other parts of the world where you operate a country with no government, because literally, really, the unfolding of events in this country demonstrated to us that we do not really have a government. President Cyril Ramaphosa's priority was or is on the unity of the ANC. The country, I don't know whether it's second or third or fourth, but the unity of South Africa is not on his agenda. And unfortunately, what is the President Cyril Ramaphosa is trying to achieve, it's unachievable. The ANC cannot be repaired. The ANC, there's no two or three or so ANC. There's only one ANC and there's one bad ANC. So what President Cyril Ramaphosa is trying to achieve, it's unachievable, because you've got a pattern rotten criminal organization that is beyond redemption.
This brings us to where we are today. And Advocate Benson, Gillian, you yes. And your team have put together this groundbreaking lawsuit, which is a class action lawsuit against the ANC government. What does this mean? Like, who is it for? Who can sign up? And what are you hoping to achieve?
Well, basically, let me just start off with the concept first, is that, as Herman said, what happened last week in South Africa was unimaginable, but it certainly had been foreseeable. And I think many of us as citizens anticipated that there was going to be unrest last week. And we were wondering, where are governments in this? Why are they so silent? Everyone was asking, where is our president? And so what happened last week was certainly foreseeable. And yet no action was taken. It should not have happened. They were absent. And steps to prevent what happened last week just were not taken at the correct time. And even once the situation escalated to the level in which it did, leadership was absent. So our law basically says, the general rule, just to give you a little summary of it, is that an omission will be regarded as unlawful conduct when the circumstances of the case are of such a nature, not only that the omission incites our moral indignation, but also that the legal convictions of our community demand that it be regarded as unlawful, that inaction that we witnessed over the last 2 weeks, and that the damage suffered must be made good by those who neglected to perform a positive act which led to the damage which we saw last week. So essentially, it's going to be argued in our court case that there was a duty for government, our president, our security cluster, and certainly the ANC as being in leadership, to act expeditiously and reasonably to avert the situation we found ourselves in last week. Because at the end of the day, our constitution enjoins government to, with dignity, provide executive leadership in the interest of national unity in accordance with the laws of the Republic of South Africa. And we just didn't see that. Communities had to protect themselves, and, you know, businesses were damaged. So what we are looking at, and we've called for people that have lost their businesses or their livelihoods to come forward. We've already had an overwhelming response in that regard, so that we can compile court papers and claim back and try and in due course reestablish their businesses and livelihoods. But somebody has to be answerable for this. You cannot have what happened last week be ignored and let those that should have taken steps to prevent it be left unaccountable in the circumstances.
Look, I'm behind you and I support this and this excites me, but I have to play the devil's advocate here and ask, as many South Africans would, can you put a class action lawsuit against the ANC government? I know you've said so from the constitution, but as if someone had to read this or see it and sort of be cynical about it and say to you, Jill, can you actually do this? Can you win? It's a big task, is it not?
It is going to be a big task. Other political parties have been taken to court before for damages that had been incurred, whether it was in protests or riots on a small scale. So why should the ANC not be held accountable for this? They failed to act. They were absent. They deployed their military too late, or if at all. And they just watched on their television screens too while our country was burning.
So I know that you're a part of Action SA, and I want to applaud you for doing this pro bono. That's one of the things that that Mr. Mashaba has put out on Twitter, that yourself and the rest of the legal eagles that have joined this are doing it not for monetary gain, but for the country. No. You're really doing it for the country.
Absolutely. I mean, it's devastating to see what happened last week. And those individuals don't have necessarily, and especially now that they've lost everything, they don't have access to our judicial system and to our courts. And so if we don't start helping them, who's going to?
Well, this is one of the things that I say, we rise by lifting each other. And one of the quotes that I've held dear to me ever since I started the Good Things Guy journey is that incredible quote from Fred Rogers that says, in times of tragedy, look for the helpers, because they will always be there. But I've gone one step further to add to that, to say, if you cannot see a helper, you need to become one. And I think Mr. Mashaba and Advocate Benson, what you're doing is being the helper for all South Africans. You're being a voice in this uncertain time where we're not sure how to move forward. You're helping us move forward. For anybody who wants to join the class action lawsuit, or who wants to maybe get involved, maybe their businesses weren't affected, but their mental health has been, and they want to just get involved and give you the backing and sort of follow up on what you guys are doing, how do they do that?
Well, I do have, you can visit our website, actionsa.org, or you can just go into actionsa.org.za. You will get all the details of this class action on Action SA website.
I want to thank both of you for your time today. I want to thank you for standing up for South Africans. I feel like, and this, I don't want to make this frivolous, but I feel like I'm watching a real life Aaron Brockovich movie unfold right in front of me, where a couple of people are banding together to really bring a country together to help South Africa move forward. And I'm going to be following this story closely, so that I can follow up on it and give all the good things, guy listeners, maybe an update as to what you guys are doing. So thank you for your time. I'm going to wish you both only good things. And to all of our listeners, you know, this is how we get involved. This is how we make a difference. I've always said, if you want a better neighborhood, you need to be better neighbors. And now is the time for South Africa to be better neighbors by holding those accountable. We'll leave you with that today. Wishing you guys only good things.
I'm Brent Lindekew, South Africa's very own Good Things Guy, and you've been listening to Good Things Guy, a Jackpod podcast. For more episodes or to subscribe, rate or review my podcast, go to iTunes, Iona FM or Google Podcasts. Be kinder than necessary to yourself and each other. Thanks, and only good things.